Okay, welcome to You Chose Poorly, a podcast about being wrong. I think we both, you know, but I think this week we're going to talk about something we both really like and is correct, which is the 2023 game of the year, probably. Mm. It's one of those, I remember last year when, like, Elden Ring came out in, like, February, and it was like, good luck to everyone, but that's the game of the year. And around December, that the same thing kind of got echoed. Was just like,
right.
Everyone tried. It was a good year for video games, but it was Elden Ring. And I'm pretty confident that Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom will be game of the year this year.
Oh, I thought we were talking about AEW Fight Forever.
You know, we can talk about it if you have thoughts. If you have takes. Yeah.
Sure, but I mean,
did you buy the video game? Did you buy the AEW video game?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I did.
Where did you?
Very
did you
happy
buy
with
on,
it.
Did you buy it on your Nintendo Switch?
No, PlayStation 5.
On your PlayStation 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's a Nintendo Switch game on my PlayStation 5. But hey, I'm very happy. It's
lot of fun.
It's almost everything I need a wrestling game to be.
Yeah.
At this stage in my life, like that's all I need it to be. So I'm happy.
I do think it was an absolute genius move of them to be like, this game is a lot like the one good wrestling game you remember playing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is a kind of like it's that. It's like it's a No Mercy like.
Oh yeah. No, very much so. We're spending more time on this than I intended. But it makes me miss my friends. Like that's what like my friend this is college. We're all living in an apartment and we're all just playing this one game. Mm-hmm. You know, so like it's not the same as playing alone, but quick hits in between family dad things, like play a match or two. It's also really like the matches are short. Like No Mercy could go long. No Mercy could have a 10-15 minute match by yourself.
Easy.
But here you win or lose in 3 to 5 minutes. That's it.
Oh, so, that's good.
Yeah. So this is everything I like me 36-year-old dad Mikey. Needs a wrestling game to be like WWE 2K was not that was just too much for me.
Okay.
So or is just too much for me, but Fight Forever is pop it in, play it, done in 15 minutes,
right on,
and happy, nice dopamine hit, you know. But Zelda is not like that.
No. So I'll tell you something. I'm not playing it right now. I finished it. And I waited a little bit to finish. Like, I wanted to do certain things. And maybe you felt the same way, where you were like, this game has way more in it than I'm even kind of willing to spend time to get everything. Like, I'm not... I don't think either of us are completionists for Tears of the Kingdom. But there were some things I wanted to do before finishing the game. But when I finished the game, I wanted to put it down and put it away for a while and do other things, and maybe I'll come back to it at some point. Like I dipped back into Breath of the Wild several times in the last few years and always found it to be really nice, so I'm sure I'll do the same thing. But like for my first run, I wanted to beat all the dungeons, like do all the A story things, right? I wanted to get all of the tiers. And I wanted to get most of the map, right? Like get most of the map. Again, not a total completionist. And then like a couple side quests here and there as they came up. And so I did all those things. It took me 85 hours to beat the game. And it took me 2 solid months of like playing every day for a little while to do that. Right. So about 2 hours a day for 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How about you?
Mine's a bit more complicated. I'm my player playing profile is a lot like yours. Like A story, most of the map, some side quests here and there. That's what I intended. I played Breath of the Wild that way, and it was a bonding experience for me and my son, Max. He was 5 at the time, and he didn't have the reflexes or dexterity to play an action RPG. So he needed me to teach him how to play it. This is the first Zelda game I ever played seriously. I had Ocarina of Time. I was not really into it, and I think I was upset that it got a 10, perfect 10 after Metal Gear Solid did, and my feelings were hurt by that.
1998's a good vintage.
It was a good year. And I was playing it for, I don't know if we talked about this. I feel like I said this in a podcast somewhere, but I was playing it for 5 minutes, and like, this can't possibly be a 10 if Metal Gear Solid's a 10. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So I had some childhood bitterness against it. But Breath of the Wild was fantastic, just fantastic. And I loved every second. And I was just playing alongside him. He would tell me if he wanted to do a thing, if it made sense with what I was doing, we would do it. So it felt like a thing we were both doing, but I was the primary like video game player. Tears of the Kingdom came out last month or 2 months ago, and he's 6. And I don't know if you know this, but the difference between 5 and 6 is huge in terms of video game playing ability. I did not know this. So I was looking forward to another game I would play alongside my son that I would classify as a bonding experience. Yeah. But what ended up happening was it was his game and I would fight the bosses. So he doesn't do, and the building component, the ultra hand stuff, he was so into, he is so into that, that things took so much longer. And he was playing this on my account. He didn't want to use his account because that's what we did for Breath of the Wild. Anyway, after about 2 months, it's very haphazard. We did all of the map and then some of the depths, but we had done A story and then the A story things. And then it got to a point that he could do the dungeon stuff himself. So like, I'd come home from work and he'd tell me he'd finish a dungeon. And I'd be like, I wanted to do that. I wanted to see what would happen, but he would just finish it. I'd be proud of him. But as a video game player myself, I was like, oh, I wanted to know what would happen. So,
and you can't really like just go back in and do it again. That's not how the game works.
Not at all. Not at all. You can't just, and the saves go, like the autosave is so, you don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. Eventually at some point I said, okay, we're ready to get to the end. Let's finish it. Like, no, I don't want to get to the end. I was like, since you're not interested in getting to the end, you remember Breath of the Wild where after the end, the save is, there's no post game. There's no Hyrule after. Like the last save is just before the final boss. So sorry, spoiler. But
no, I think that's not really a spoiler. That is how every Zelda game works.
Right. Yeah. So we did that. I finished the thing. It was thrilling. We were all watching it. We're all doing it. We had to try it 3 times to figure it out, and then because we got all the tiers and because we did the main quest stuff, we got the ending, the post credit scene, and it was wonderful. And now what's happening is they're still playing upstairs. So my wife has her account, she's a completionist, so it's gonna take another year before she gets to the end, and my son just plays our save and now just wastes everything, just no arrows and hearts and just build whatever. It's like chaos all over the place. So I don't feel like I got the full experience, but the thing I think that I'm bringing with me today is that it's such a unique family bonding thing, video games. And I also feel like it's such a unique time. I think there's a small window where we're all sharing this together. And then after that, he's going to like his games and I'm going to like my wrestling games. And Char's going to play Pokemon again. But this Tears of the Kingdom thing remains a magical thing. And I think an interesting thing to that I'd like to ask you about, this whole you chose poorly theme is like, because I don't know if all the other Zelda games or any of the other Zelda games are like this, but it feels like there's like a dozen ways to do the game. Like there's many different ways to complete the game, and the game is not going to tell you whether any of them is better than the other. So I don't know. Well, I guess I do know now from our discussions and like your face. But like I don't know if I did it the canonical way. Like getting through the sword and getting through the
Sure.
dragon, getting to the end. So how did you do it?
Well, so this is, I actually think this is the meat of this conversation because you and I played this very differently, and I didn't think we would. So I actually thought my experience would be very similar to your experience because, although I had a feeling it wouldn't, because, so Breath of the Wild was the first Zelda game I played alone. Because I normally play Zelda games with my wife. It's a great date, frankly, is to play a Zelda game together. Even though it's single player, but you can go back and forth, and like it's a really good. Most Zelda games are really fantastic. Like the person next to you isn't controlling the character, but they are very much invested in what's happening and are helping you and are, because there's a lot to do in a Zelda game that isn't just moving the player, right? It's like Zelda games are, for the most part, puzzle boxes. And there's some fighting and stuff in it, but like to me, the fighting and stuff in it was like really secondary to like the puzzle box of the game. And Breath of the Wild was the first game where my wife was like, "I don't think this is for me. I'm not really enjoying watching this." And so I ended up playing it a lot. I had a great time. Breath of the Wild is one of the best games ever, but it was more of an isolated experience. And metaphorically, that's interesting because Breath of the Wild is a very isolating game. So, like, I felt this was the first Zelda game I played without her, and it's the first Zelda game where you really do feel like very alone in the world. And I was kind of hoping that because Tears of the Kingdom was a little bit more narratives, was a little bit more structured, the dungeons were a little bit more like old Zelda dungeons, but not really. I thought she'd be more into it, but she wasn't. Like it's the open worldness of it, and it's the there's a thousand ways to get anywhere, and a lot of the game is getting from place to place. She just found that not great television and not that interesting. And if I have a critique of these Zelda games, Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, is that they're far more focused on exploration, not knowing what to do next necessarily, figuring things out on your own, and feeling lost. Right? It's far more interested in that stuff than it is, here's a puzzle box, solve this puzzle box. She was more interested in the puzzle box than the exploration. So I ended up playing Tears of the Kingdom mostly alone too, and had a great time. It's one of the best games ever. But it's not a Zelda game in terms of how I think of a Zelda game. And same with Breath of the Wild. Like, these are great games, but they're such massive departures from what came before. I almost think they should be a different thing entirely. Like, I know that Nintendo generally comes up with a game concept first and then adds the character that they think is appropriate to the game. And they thought that Link was appropriate to this game. But I don't know, man. I honestly feel like it might be a different thing. And I miss the like traditionals that like we were completionists of those. And the other thing is like you can complete Ocarina of Time in 20 hours. You know, you can complete Twilight Princess in 30, 35 hours or so. These games are double that easy, and that's if you take a pretty direct approach. Like you were saying about Char, like she's gonna spend a year completing this game. That's reasonable. You know? So in many ways I'm a little envious that you got this sort of together experience of it. That everybody was invested in, into it. And that's awesome. I do feel like that's one of the best things about video games is it can bring people together into the shared experience. You know?
Yeah, I took that for granted for a while. Like my wife and I were just kind of like we like the idea of being present with our child made us think that distraction's bad, present good. And then when we got the Switch, it was a 2 year long process of unlearning that. And I feel like Tears of the Kingdom is like the culmination of this. Like the cel it's a celebration of the idea that we could play together. But it's like I wish it could be a date game the way it was for you and your wife, but Char is the most impatient sidekick player of all time. Like she cannot stand how we play. And we don't she cannot stand it. She just like she's so
Like how you and your son play the game.
Yeah, like, and we don't play the same, but just because we don't play the way she does, she has to manage her emotions before she even starts watching us, because she'll start yelling like, "Get the mushroom! Get the mushroom!" You know, and we'd be like, "But I want to go to the shrine. I don't care about the mushroom." Like, she can't. So, and she knows this and she accepts this, but I guess that we're all bonding over the thing. Is to me like steps ahead of like not bonding, but the experience of it being a date game, it kind of is a date game when she's the one playing and I'm the sidekick, like I'm sitting in the sidecar next to her because I'm
I think
nice,
that's a fantastic lesson to learn in a relationship.
right. That's true. So I guess what I am saying is, the outdated idea of me being in the driver's seat is not a thing that works. Yeah, so
Progress.
right, hooray. But it's true though, it's genuinely enjoyable for me to sit next to her and watch her do the slow things that I just cannot, I wouldn't do. So I'm sitting there, it's relaxing to see her just stop and like find bugs, like get off a horse. Like, why would you get off a horse when you're on your way somewhere? Like, that's not a thing I would do. If you're on a horse, the idea is to get to where you want to go, not to explore, right? So, but see, that's also why she doesn't like any of the horses. She likes, traveling by foot. But it is.
I'm sorry, does she like the skeleton horse?
It's useful.
It is useful. It's like the most useful horse.
Yeah, but even that, like there's a lot in the depths that it's very important stuff to get, like bomb flowers and like bows. To her, important to her. So she likes it when you're fighting a Lynel or something and you need to like easily bullet time your arrows or something. Yeah, but it's also like she doesn't like action RPGs. She liked RPGs. She liked all the Final Fantasy games until like 14, like when it became an action RPG.
Her and I sound like very similar gamers,
Yeah. So she I help her with the battles and the big bosses and stuff. So that's the date stuff that I enjoy. I envy the idea of past Sawyer and past AC of me playing and having it be a date game. But I do honestly get like this it's not like half pleasure and I'm just trying to find something nice about it. It's genuinely enjoyable to sit next to her and watch her play the game and help out with things like that. So it's that's the wonder of I don't know if you tell me. So you're saying that that's the past Zelda games were more like that. I'm experiencing this for the first time that way. So it's interesting because this is a thing that you're not experiencing anymore because of the game. Like it's the game
The
that
game
doesn't
changed. Yeah,
allow for that.
we didn't change. The game changed. Like the like I this is not a controversial take, but Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom are extremely different Zelda games than every
Oh
other
yeah.
Zelda game that's come before. Like that like
So
it completely breaks from the game style.
yeah, no, that makes sense. I see that. She would watch us play Breath of the Wild and not be into it. She was like, "I don't understand how I can do that game." But Tears of the Kingdom is different in some important ways that she now enjoys it. But I was gonna say, are there specific games to you that stand out as like the best Zelda date games?
Yeah, so I would one of them is on the Nintendo Switch, and one of them is not, unfortunately. So I would say that Link's Awakening, the 2019 Nintendo Switch remake of Link's Awakening, is perfect. It's about as perfect a Zelda game as there is, I think. It was originally on the Game Boy, like it came out in 1992, and the 2019 Switch version is like accurate to it. Like it gives it a complete facelift, but the game is pretty much the same, and the game is perfect. Like they don't need to change anything about that one. That one's pretty perfect. It's a pure puzzle box game, like in a way that can be frustrating for people who are used to like open world stuff, where it's like, oh, I'm stuck here. Let me go over here and work on this for a little bit, and then I'll come back. Right? That's not how old Zelda games work. If you're stuck here, you're stuck here until you figure it out. Right? And the game is kind of not going to help you. You need to figure it out. Right? It's like if the whole game was a test.
That you're not making it sound fun. This
I'm so yeah, no, I'm not saying Nintendo was wrong to alter this
right.
strategy. I'm just saying those are the games I liked the most.
Like we're teachers already. I don't want
Yes.
to take more tests, you
Yes. Yes.
know?
But like there's stories of a lot of people who were like, "Yeah, I played Link's Awakening on the Game Boy and I got 20 minutes in and could never get further because it was just so obtuse, you know?"
But in your experience, that was like an awesome date game.
Awesome. Yeah, because you figure it out together, because two brains are better than one.
Most of the time, right.
So, and the other one, which is not on the Switch, but it was on the Wii U and the GameCube, was Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, which is I think the best looking Zelda game to this day, especially the Wii U version of it. And the tone of it and the adventure that you go on is so good as a date. And like everything is really cinematic and the story is really great. And it's a little bit looser. Like it's not an open world game by any measure, but you are not necessarily stuck in one place fixing solving one problem. There's a little bit more of like, well, I'm stuck here, let me go somewhere else. There's Like it was an early open world game in a way, but it feels very limited and rote today compared to what's come out since. So those I would say those two are the best of that lot. But there's like seven or eight of them that are all pretty close to that, and like people change their opinions on it, except for Skyward Sword. Pretty much everyone agrees that Skyward Sword isn't that great, but that's on the Switch if you. If you're interested in playing what is very much a beta of Tears of the Kingdom,
Oh, really? Well,
it has the
see,
same
that
kind of conceit of like there's a sky world and a land world, and like that's played with, but in a far more limited way.
Yeah, see, I might look into that. Like Ocarina of Time is also a thing that I might wanna like I admit my childhood annoyance with it, but it does seem like something I'd like to play. But I think the insight for me is that if it's the game that disallowed you or prevented you from enjoying this sort of thing now, but it's also the very same game that I'm enjoying in that specific way now, then like it could just be me learning that video games can totally be a bonding thing. It's not inherently isolating because the idea is, I mean, one of the logically one would assume single player games are isolating, party games, bonding games, right? But my experience with this is just like it's so fulfilling. Like it's one of those like it's a core memory kind of game for me. Probably is for Max too. I mean, probably, I would hope so. I mean, it is for me. In that I feel like we have spent the past month, it's all we talk about. Like it's all the non-essential, like non-life, what are we eating today? What are we doing today? Conversation we've had has all been about The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom, always. And And especially now that Char plays it too, like it's really all we talk about. The yesterday or 2 days ago, we came from okay, so no, I should backtrack. A month ago, we were at a toy store, and there was a standee of Tears of the Kingdom, and Max goes, "I'd like that," and I said, "Let's ask if we can buy it." And I asked if we could buy it, and the lady said, "It's for promotions. Ask it a month. Let's see." So 2 days ago, we visited the store again just because we were in the area, and I asked, and she calls the manager. And the manager says, "You can have it." And now there's a giant standee. There's a promotional standee of Tears of the Kingdom that in our house that somehow doesn't look out of place just because of how our life has been for the
Right.
past 2 months. Like it's just all Zelda, and it's not. I feel like the value in it is that we're figuring. I mean, this is obvious at this point, but we're all figuring it out together. Like we
Yeah.
all learned it together. We figured out the different ways to do things together, and we fight over the Switch. We fight over playtime, and it just makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I think
That's
is the
amazing.
thing. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
it's, I agree. It's, I feel like, for me, like, I feel like it's like, oh, getting a game of this quality feels like a reward at this point in my life. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, you really, like, earned through your gaming life, an experience of this quality, right? And, like, I'm extremely appreciative that video games continue to go up, right? That by following this art form, I'm still like the arrow's still going that way,
Right.
right? That we're not like, I don't know about other art forms, but like maybe opera isn't always going in that direction, right? But video games still kind of going straight up. Like I can't imagine really what Tears of the Kingdom to a 6-year-old, because now you're setting a baseline
Oh
in a
yeah.
way.
Oh
And
yeah.
like my baseline from when I was a kid was like Mario 3, which is unfair because that's still like one of the best games ever.
Right.
Baseline remains high.
Right.
So maybe it's the same.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know.
maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like it's similar to like I mean not to I'm not doing this on purpose, but it's like the response to the Fight Forever has been to AEW Fight Forever has been tepid, you know, because the standard now is what WWE
Well,
2K has been doing.
I guess, but like if you're into the idea of a multiplayer fighting game, Street
Right.
Fighter 6 came out the same month.
Right.
Like that
That's
was,
true.
I know, like, I look, it's two very different companies, they had different ideas and stuff, and maybe they thought that wouldn't overlap, but it's the same genre.
Yeah. It's have a bunch of friends over and fight.
Yeah.
Like that's the idea. But what I meant to say was I like AEW Fight Forever doesn't need to do the super elaborate create the wrestler, take them through 10 years of a career and have like two dozen ways to reverse a thing. You
Yeah.
need a way to reverse strikes, a way to reverse grapples, and a grapple button and some strike buttons and timing. Like
Yeah.
that was the standard set like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like wrestling games suck, and then the Nintendo 64 came out and a bunch of games got really good.
Yeah.
And that was my bar. See?
Yeah.
So like but the reviewers of these games don't have that experience. And I understand that. That's fair. So their bar is WWE 2K, which needs to be this immense thing. So
Yeah.
Fight Forever comes out and it's not that. So I see why they would say that. And setting the bar for max of video games being Tears of the Kingdom, like I was gonna say the word threatening. It's not threatening. Like that's not the word, but
But like,
it's
good
like
luck, the future.
Right. Like, what this? Because Breath of the Wild came out 5 years ago. He was one, so we didn't play it then. We just played it last year.
Yeah.
So the sequel to this, if there's gonna be a sequel to this, he's gonna be 10, 11, 12 years old. He's not gonna play with us. He's not. He's gonna play that game by himself. That's what he's gonna do. You know. So maybe it'll be a date thing, and this is. I mean, I can't speculate on what that might mean, but having this be the bar at this time, at this stage in our lives, or in my life, I'm just gonna speak for myself, is just makes me it elevates Tears of the Kingdom as a life game, you know, the way that Metal Gear Solid was when I was a kid. Like, it's at the level of how it was when video games were like my life as a younger person. And it's since video games are decidedly not my life now, I think that's a hell of an achievement.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. You know, so for it to be at that level, it's like,
I have two parenting questions for you.
Hmm.
Knowing that the next Zelda game is probably 5 years out, are you going to wait 5 years to play another Zelda game with him, or are you going to go into the backlog and be like, well, there's actually like if you have the Nintendo Switch Online thing, you actually have like five Zelda games right there, right? You have the NES, Super NES, N64, and Game Boy Advance Zelda. You have the Minish Cap, which is tremendous in there. So there's that set. And you have Link's Awakening, like the old Game Boy Color version of Link's Awakening is in that set somewhere. So do you go into the backlog and fill that time with other Zeldas, or do you not go back in time? And my second question is, Metal Gear Solid is dropping on the Nintendo Switch in October. Are you going to make your son play that game?
Okay, so first question. I think if we do everything we could do, like all of us do, finished like 100% Tears of the Kingdom, then maybe. But until then, I don't think so. Like, there's just so much. And
we still have Zelda at home. Why would we get more Zelda?
Right. That's exactly it. You know, there's still like a rust room, and the Blood Moon restarts everything anyway. You know, so there's that. And though the creation thing, the Ultra Hand Fusey creator is just the thing that takes it another level for Max. Like, he was too young to get into Minecraft. And now I think this is going to prevent him from getting into Minecraft because there's just so much to do, you know, so in a Zelda game. So it's like a nice intersection, you know, so maybe when he tires of that, we can get into the other stuff. We tried Link's Awakening last year after Breath of the Wild. And then we decided to get the DLC of Breath of the Wild because he was still too young to enjoy puzzle stuff. Yeah. And Char was not playing then. But I suspect after this... after we're all done, we might get into the backlog for the next few years.
Yeah.
Because that seems like fun. See, that seems like something I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Second question is, we need to figure out like a decisive stance on what we can and can't show him. Like, we're iffy with blood.
Metal Gear Solid is a fairly mature game.
Yeah. And... I'm not even saying I have any, like, I'm not going to be some parental authority, right or wrong, whatever. I'm just saying I don't know. You know? I'm saying I don't know.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I've been trying to play. Yeah.
I'm not a parent, so I can't say, but I do think maybe Metal Gear Solid is a game for a teenager, not necessarily a kid.
Yeah, I think so. I would play Phantom Pain when I had COVID. And I would play Phantom Pain. I played it for a week, and then when we all started hanging out again after isolation, Max would sit with me, and I'd play Phantom Pain. And I quickly realized I can't play this game with him next to me.
it's too violent.
Too much. And I had to be like, okay, there's a lot of blood stuff here. It might freak you out. So what I'm gonna try to do is try to play this game without killing anyone, and that's not fun. So I stopped playing.
Yeah.
And so that's Phantom Pain. That's a whole other discussion too, which is
No, but Metal Gear Solid is is both too violent and too horny, I think, for kids. That's I think that's fair to say. I don't think that's a morality take. It's I think it would be a rated R movie if they were to come out with it. Like and not cut things for like as is. I think it's rated R. So
I mean, not to totally parenting video game thing. But I have a hard enough time managing YouTube when he watches Zelda YouTube rabbit hole.
Even
Zelda YouTube, you know, there's just so much content there that and to his credit, he's honest enough to say, he said this word and they made a robot with a penis. Is that okay? I was like, no, change it. And then he changed it. I don't know how long this will last. Like, I'm not saying I have a perfect kid. I'm aware that he can start lying tomorrow, you know? Yeah. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, if I can control the content, and I can if I'm choosing the video game, I don't know about Metal Gear Solid, but I'd like to explain to him one day, like, this is like a core memory game for me. Try it. Like, and they're remaking it, right? So maybe in 3 or 4 years,
they're porting it. It's not. It's like it doesn't even look better than it did on the PS1. It's a port.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Right. Yeah. Oh no, I think they're taking the GameCube one, like the GameCube version, which was a remake ish.
Maybe.
Right.
If it's in there, but the trailer I saw, it looked very PS1-y to me.
That's beautiful though. So that's good stuff.
I don't mind it. I don't mind. I'll take a port over nothing. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I mean, I guess that goes into a whole other thing about... I did not consider this until Tears of the Kingdom.
Hmm.
Like, I did not... It is not a thing that I even thought about. Like, what are the things... Like, I would think about wrestling. Like, hey, one day I'm going to show you wrestling. But video games is a thing that I used to think was just for me. Tears of the Kingdom is kind of tore that apart. Like, oh, no, now... This is a thing. So, credit to the game, man. Like, that's amazing. And the weird thing also is that there's no wrong way to play it. Like, we mentioned this a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's perfectly accessible to someone like Max or someone like me or someone like Char. If they're so inclined to play it, it's accessible.
Yeah. I think the only accessible question is that it is a game that requires you to map the controller twice. Like a lot of games don't use every button on the controller.
Mm-hmm.
These two new Zelda games use every button on the controller in multiple ways.
Mm.
So like you That's need true. To like one of the reasons I didn't want to play anything else while playing Tears of the Kingdom was like just having it in your head what every button does in every context is a lot to keep in mind. You know, so that's to me, that's the only hurdle. But if you can do that, if you can play a modern video game controller and you like every button is tuned in your head and you can get there, great. You're right. There's nothing else in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that to me is the only one. Yeah. Yeah.
I tried playing the Final Fantasy 16 demo while we were asleep one night, and I just quickly realized I can't play this just because of the button mapping. It's like, oh no, I can't, because we still hadn't finished Tears of the Kingdom yet, and it's like I can't sacrifice my finger expertise to enjoy this demo. So I can't play this is not gonna work.
All right, well that's I think that covers everything I wanted to talk about with it. How about you?
No, I think that's it. So go buy it.
Yeah, at least buy it. You know, give it a shot, right? You know, or watch a 2-hour lore video on YouTube. Either way.
Yeah. If you're a grown up, you can watch all of them.
Yeah. All right, Mickey, thanks for chatting.
Yeah, thank you too. I will say that Sawyer is now on social media again.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I was always on Instagram, but that's a weird thing to tell people about on a podcast.
Right.
I feel like that's like
you know,
follow me on Instagram. But you can follow me on Instagram text.
Mm. That's right.
With the same handle. So if you can find me on one, you can find me on the other.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to say it.
So first of all, I'm probably going to change my username 6 times this year. So.
Yeah, you already have.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you. So just tech support on Threads, more tech support. If your Instagram is private, that doesn't mean your Threads is private, right? Or does it?
I
don't know either. Because now it's like, because my Instagram is decidedly private, but okay. I don't think I mind having a public thread. I don't even know if that's possible.
I don't know.
We're going to say, if you know where to find us on one, you can find us on the other.
I think that's fair. Yeah. All right. Have a good week.
Have a good week.
Bye.